Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on intentions. And at the beginning of the week, I told you the story about going to the restaurant and having a panhandler as we're leaving ask us for money, and when we offered food in lieu of money, she actually spit on the car. And so it'd be very easy to get jaded by this one situation, to suggest that anybody that's asking for money or any panhandler is ill-intended. And at the end of the day, it's just not the case. And I know I shared with you some of the studies around panhandlers, and the suggestion is that 94% of the people of panhandlers that are interviewed actually use the money to buy food as opposed to what we usually think, which is to buy drugs and alcohol. So clearly this impulse to paint everybody with the same brush or to jump to conclusions isn't always the best way to go. You know, I know in my own case, I'm often very too quick to judge, and I so often react to my first impressions without considering the intentions of the people involved. And it brings me back to a story that I heard many years ago. It was about a father on a subway, and his children were misbehaving is an understatement. They were crazy. They were climbing all over. They were loud. They were completely unruly. And the father was disengaged through the whole train ride. He was off to himself. He didn't discipline them. And all of a sudden, the passengers started to make comments, and to the point where the father could actually hear the comments. And after a while, the father finally looked up and just said out loud, "Please forgive my children. We're now coming from their mother's funeral." So when you think about this, you really don't know what other people have gone through. If you haven't walked in their shoes before and you don't truly understand everything, resist the need to judge. I know it's easy to say and sometimes harder to do, but I think this is an important one. We're so quick to judge. It's where stereotyping comes from. It's the basis for bigotry and so many bad and ugly things that happen in the world. If we simply accepted people at face value and didn't form judgments immediately, we wait until we have enough data to make the assessment. And that data isn't just what's on the surface. It takes more than that to really get to what people's true intentions are really about. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I'm just asking you for the opportunity to be that person for you. That just means getting here. It's a couple minutes a day. We're going to work to keep you on the path to getting you where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about this idea of being taken advantage of. But for today, the message is just to resist the impulse to paint everyone with the same brush and to jump to conclusions. And just be open. Get clear on what people's intentions are before you pass judgment on them. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.